WCBS News Time 1028, traffic and weather together ahead of Face the Nation. Here's Ken Daniels.
Best bet to go for the subway today. There'll be closures throughout the five boroughs because of the marathon. We've got, of course, First Avenue closed northbound between 59th Street and the Willis Avenue Bridge. Willis Avenue Bridge closed, and that joining some of the much earlier closures like the Verrazano Bridge, both levels both ways, and also the 59th Street Bridge across the East River. We've got a shutdown of the lower level. Staten Island Expressway still closed eastbound that Clove Road. You got the police activity knocking out a couple of lanes on the southbound BQE into the area of Hamilton Avenue. Quick check in New Jersey because you got a Jets game today, too. Jets and the New Orleans Saints at MetLife Stadium just after 1 o'clock. Seeing some more traffic now. Some stop and go, actually, on Route 120 southbound between Route 17 and Route 3. Also extra traffic on 3 and 17 as well as the New Jersey Turnpike. Here's the latest from the WCBS Weather Center.
All right, Ken, we have a partly cloudy sky right now across Central Park. The wind has been busy much of the day today with gusts up to and exceeding 20 miles an hour. That will continue to be the story through the afternoon. It's currently 47. We'll perhaps make 50 or a smidge above before the end of the day today. Then clear for tonight, mid-30s in town, 25 to 30 in the suburbs. Tomorrow a sunny day, quite chilly once again, 45 to 50 degrees. Tuesday should be partly sunny with high temperatures in the middle 50s. Right now we have a partly cloudy sky, 47 in Midtown. Face the Nation is next. Continuing coverage after that, WCBS News Time, 10.